Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Hi, I'm Joe, that is Joe Smith over there. Ethan James in the corner.
Oh yes, hello everyone.
The gang are here.
Yeah.
Big day. You got a big coat on?
New coat. Well, it's not a new coat. It's like, technically, it's an old coat.
Why is it? What's up with it?
It's a hand-me-down.
Okay, nice.
It's another one from Lizzie's dad.
So your partner's dad's giving you coats these days?
Two coats, yeah.
Two coats?
Well, yeah, because I got the denim jacket off him. Do you know the sort of my little kind of mint piece?
Yeah.
And lovely. Now we've got... And I think you'll notice the... I don't know if you can see that.
Rab.
Are you aware of Rab?
I've seen Rab.
You've seen it. The thing is, this is the thing with Rab. We've all seen it. And I almost think that Rab isn't a brand as much as it is a sort of, like, a life stage.
I don't know what you mean.
So there are certain things that you, whether you like them or not, are happening. Death is one of them, of course, famously.
Yeah.
You know, maybe losing your eyesight, maybe your hearing going a bit.
Yeah.
I think the bestowing or the buying of a Rab jacket
is the next step.
It's something that happens to all men at some point. You never know when it's going to come. You might just buy it on a whim before a camping holiday. You might, you know, really look for one for a while and then get one.
Or you might
be bestowed one unto you, like I have. But at some point, everyone in this room, every man in the country, I think every man in the Western world, will own...
Really?
Or be bequeathed.
I'm just doing some research on it.
You can't help it. It's a stage of life. And when you've got the Rab, it indicates a few things. It indicates you're either over or coming to the end of your cocaine habit. In the case of... You'll see people in sort of Deansgate, but not bad Deansgate. Deansgate, like, do you know where the
water
is?
What's the bad Deansgate?
Well, like, Deansgate Locks and that. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah,
like, the sort of Deansgate... Castlefield area.
Nice.
You'll see people with a Rab jacket, the sunglasses, love drugs, but they're coming to the end of the drugs. And that'll take you all the way. Do you know people have that crossover?
So this is Lizzie's dad loves drugs.
No, I'm saying it goes beyond
even
that.
Even for me, he's basically saying his father-in-law got on it a lot.
No.
You did.
Rab jacket will take you from your drug days to your, what are you doing today? We've just done a 21 miler in the peaks.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. And it's this kind of era of life where the Rab jacket will find you even if you don't want it. Do you know, like Thor, if he just puts his hand out,
yeah,
the hammer will come into the hand.
That's quite an I like that.
There's a British man of a certain age or a certain maybe sort of lifestyle where the Rab jacket will just happen whether you want it to or not. So I have been berabbed.
I must say, Joe, my parents are part of the Rab, and they do exactly the lifestyle you suggested, apart from the drugs bit. Hard drugs.
But your stepdad John must have got on it back in the day.
No comment.
They call him Rab. Well, John is an American word for toilet, isn't it? Which is where you would find John at most parties. Do you know what I mean? So, no, that's a joke, obviously. But this is what I'm saying. Rab does take you to that stage of life, doesn't it? Where your, you know, parents are at now, where... What we're doing Sunday, we'll take the dog out and we'll do 9 miles. We'll go to a country pub that has been here since sort of Anglo-Saxon times.
Yeah.
We'll have scampi, we'll have the little salad. You know the salad you get in those sorts of pubs where it's a couple of bits of lettuce, a slice of very firm tomato that's way too big.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like half a tomato just by itself and a few bits of cucumber and way too much onion. That kind of pub will... sort of accept, not even accept, but kind of draw in the Rab jacket.
Bloody hell.
So that's where I am now.
Do you want to take it off? Because is it not really hot?
Yeah, it's too hot.
Rab is the...
100% wool, sorry.
I've just been searching. Rab is the guy's name.
No, it isn't.
Oh, Rab Dominic
Carrington.
Rab.
Rab C. Nesbitt.
Rab Carrington, he's called. What did you think he was called?
Dominic.
Dominic Rab.
Oh my God, if it was, I'd be burning this.
It's funny.
Although, almost certainly the most muscular MP... / member of...
Yes.
What, Dominic Raab?
Are you joking? The guy could bench press you, no quest.
Really? That is strong.
And also, let's be honest, if you're a Tory politician, bicep circumference is almost sort of inversely correlated to how high you are up in government, isn't it? You get to the point where you get to peak Rees-Mogg, where you can actually slide a hula hoop up his entire wrist over his bicep like a kid wearing an armband at swimming. He's got no biceps. And yet Raab, kid's jacked.
I've seen a picture of him. That hunky picture of him there.
What I'm saying. We've still got hair from when he was back in sort of eating or wherever.
Yeah. How have we all been anyway? Oh, by the way, before you get going, make sure you leave a like and subscribe to the Sloppy Joes. We're on our way to 10,000 subscribers. So fingers crossed we can get there with your help.
Yes.
I've got lots to talk about.
Have you?
I've got loads to talk about. I mean, Sunday was St. Patrick's Day. In the way we're recording, well, the way this is released.
Right.
St. Patrick's Day week is a big week. Well, for many
people. But St. Patrick's Day, if for transparency, hasn't happened yet in our world.
No. But it's getting there.
But the thing with St. Patrick's Day is, it's a single day. There's no build up. There's no prep. It's literally.
Loser.
You turn up at an overcrowded tent in the middle of a city centre somewhere. Nope. You pay £8 for a Guinness.
Nope.
There's a lot of fighting, a lot of vaping.
No, there's not a lot of fighting at all.
You're not saying you're involved in it, but it is happening.
There's no fighting at all. I've been out for St. Patrick's Day since I was, 16. I've never seen a single scrap. It's all love, my friend. So when do you start celebrating Christmas? That's what I'll ask.
Well,
on the day? Doubt it.
No, but Christmas.
Your tree goes up a couple of days before, doesn't it? A
couple of days, yeah.
And mine goes up as soon as the Irish Day Parade happens in Manchester.
So when's that?
It's already happened.
Right.
It happens on the 10th. There's a big tent.
St. Patrick's is on the 7th then.
17th?
17th, sorry, yeah. So it's a week later.
It's a week later. It's a week of celebrations. And I'm making the most of it, my friend. Also always coincides with Cheltenham racing.
Yeah.
I've never really got into that, Ethan, have you?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Come on, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, well, my old housemate Sam writes for the Racing Post
now.
So we love going out on Paddy's Day, especially when this year it's sadly not coinciding, is it, the horses?
No, it's not. Normally, what's the last race called? Is it the Gold Cup or something like that? Yeah. Normally, last Patrick's Day, oh my God, what a day.
Well,
it all lined up, didn't it, nicely?
Well, is this week, this year though, you've still been pretty well because this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, obviously it's just gone in the real world, is Liverpool versus Manchester United in the FA Cup. Now, United and Liverpool both have massive Irish following.
100%.
So already it's going to be a big one.
I'm excited.
Both of those cities would have been sending a lot of people to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, and Irish people would have been coming over to those cities anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be a big, big northwest Irish kind of mix-up. I messaged you because I'm going to the game.
Yeah.
So I text you saying, do you want to come on the watch-along for Stretford Paddock?
Can do.
And you text me back. What did you say? Can do.
No can do.
Yeah, you said no can do. You said St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? My Champions League final. Is that how you described it? I love that. It's your favourite day of the calendar.
I love it so much. Remember last year, me and Daryl got in the newspaper. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
Talked about it a little bit on here. This year, the dynamics changed a little bit. Daryl doesn't drink anymore.
What? That's not true.
But Daryl is drink.
No, he's not. He's sadly not. He's not a drink since the end of, and don't say yesterday, since the end of 2023. So he's midway through March now, so we've all got to back him.
Has he quit?
He's quit. He's gone cold turkey. But he is, and this is funny, right? He still gets the urge.
Of course. That never leaves you.
He called me up the other day, we were having a chat, and he was like, yeah, bloody hell.
Because he's Irish as well, isn't he?
Yeah. He had 80% Guinnesses. I'm sure that's not right.
I've never known anyone binge drink alcohol-free beer before.
I just love the image of him just surrounded by empty cans of 0% alcohol.
But sort of woozy, but still completely coherent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, somehow drunk on emotions, but completely sober and
drunk. I got ID'd for buying 0% alcohol for him the other day. Is that weird?
Surely they can't ID you for that.
They did. It buzzed up.
Oh.
It was for the...
Sorry, are you buzzed up
now?
How many Guinness have you had pre-record?
I've not had any today. I'll have one after if you fancy it.
I can't, I've got work. Right.
We went to watch the Manchester Derby and I went, do you know what, Daryl, in solidarity with you, I'll bring some 0% Guinness and we'll have some together watching it. And I got ID'd.
That's interesting.
And I thought, isn't it weird that? And I was thinking, wouldn't it be odd if I just sort of... Would I get looked down upon if I just drank one in the street? But it is 0%.
But that to me is one step away from being ID'd for buying wine gums, isn't it? Because it's literally only Guinness in name.
Yeah.
It's not the thing you're being ID'd for is the consumption of alcohol. That's That is ludicrous. You can't it be ID'd for buying alcohol-free Guinness.
It's a gateway.
To what?
To alcohol. Guinness. To Guinness.
But you can't, but you're not, but the ID portion isn't, you're not, you can't ID a gateway. Can you? That doesn't even make sense.
I actually don't know. But let me tell you about what's happening on St. Patrick's Day. Are you ready?
Talk me through your big day.
Buckle yourself
Sunday
in.
The 17th. It's just gone. Yeah. So we're going to get the pre and we'll get the post in a few days as well.
Lennon has invited us round for a full Irish breakfast at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So what's in a full Irish breakfast?
We're going, I'm supplying the black and white pudding because I know a man. He's sorting me out. Big boys as well. You ever had good white pudding?
Why are you squeezing your crotch when you said that?
No, I'm not squeezing nothing. Have you ever had good white pudding?
A bit of good white pudding for you, boy.
Have you ever had good white pudding?
I have had white pudding. I liked it, but I couldn't say if it was good quality or not. What is it?
Oh, you don't want to know. In fact, I purposely don't know. just because I know how awful it'll be. Ethan, have you had good white pudding ever?
You know what? I'm not sure I have. But black pudding, plenty.
I've had white pudding in pubs in Ireland before.
Nice.
In
I think it's better than black pudding. So
what's the difference?
It doesn't know. It's a little bit more herby than white pudding. I purposely, you know what it is, but I don't really take a deep dive into it.
Presumably, white pudding doesn't have blood in it, does it? Because that's what makes the black pudding black.
Yeah.
So I guess it's
more intestines.
More. Like fat, animal fat.
Animal fat,
some sort of grain in there, isn't there? Yeah.
Some
sort of
herbs.
Some
more herbs are lining up. They're delicious.
So you've got a white pudding
you
guy.
You should be... Oh, have I? You should be able to spread white pudding a little bit more than... Whereas black pudding is a little bit more crumbly. White pudding is a little bit more of like a meat spread. I'm so excited. And then everything else you get on an English breakfast, just imagine that on an Irish breakfast.
Any soda bread?
Soda bread and potato cakes. Yeah. You ever had a potato cake, Ethan?
What's a soda bread?
Oh, it's delicious. It's like a brown bread, but it's not. It's made of, I don't know, I'll ask my mum.
It's got a bit of a tanginess to it, hasn't
it? Yeah. It's interesting. It's good with soup.
Oh, yes.
And butter. Plenty of butter.
So you've got that. Who's making that?
Lennon's making it. He's already pretty nervous because it's a big day occasion. There's 8 people coming round.
Wow. Alcohol-free Guinness Daryl's going to have, probably.
I've been already told off for... I can't... I bought what I thought was a funny shirt when I was a bit drunk the other night.
Oh, God.
And Becky's told me I can't wear it. So for the podcast only, this is what it is. It's a picture of a leprechaun dabbing, saying Happy St. Patrick's Day. But that won't be...
Slightly insensitive, isn't
slightly
it?
Slightly insensitive, yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33 to get 33% off their fabulous products. But Joe, I mean, what kind of world are sons.co.uk in?
Well, sons are in the... I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately... I find myself finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code SloppyJoes33, sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.
Anyway, after that, we're going to the Bowling Green in Chorlton.
Is that
owned by an Irish man? And he's got a full day of celebrations. So that's 12 till 3. Plenty of Guinness to be had. Then we're going to go somewhere to watch the game. Now, we think we might go to either Levenshulme or around Burnage Way and watch it in some of the Irish bars there. The Union's a good one. The Royal Oak in Chorlton's not bad. Then, for some bizarre reason, there's a really big band called Fontaines DC. Now, you've not really heard of them, have you?
I've heard the name, but I couldn't list 3 songs.
Well, for some reason, they're doing a DJ gig in Stockport.
Great.
So then we've bought tickets to that because we're all big fans. We saw them at Victoria Warehouse not long ago. So we're going to watch that. They're only on for 2 hours. And then I think we'll be so pissed by that point. I can't tell you what's going to happen then.
So in your head, at this point, is that a go-home situation? Or is it stay out till 4 a.m. no matter
it's
what?
Stay out no matter what, but don't know where we might go. We might head back into town for some of the later licenses placing. So like Bunny Jackson's got an Irish night on, but I doubt that'll be any good, but yeah. It's open till 3 a.m.
Great.
There'll be other spots open till late. So that's it. And then St. Patrick's Day. Ethan, what are you doing? You're coming out with us, aren't you? We're gonna collide.
I'm off to Liverpool.
Wow. What are you doing over there?
Well, I did do it last year because I was working, but most years we always go to Liverpool and we go to McCooley's. Are you aware of McCooley's?
I've never been in McCooley's, but I think I'm aware of it.
Is it absolutely unbearably fake Irish shite?
Oh, yes.
It's good doing it.
Oh, yes. So usually what happens, and every year it's sunny, without a doubt.
Really?
So it'll be sunny this weekend. I'll be getting the train down.
Check the weather. Yeah, just check the weather.
Yeah.
Obviously, people watching at home will know whether it was sunny or if it was in a complete washout.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll have a few Beveraginos on the train.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
Oh, my God, it's sunny on Sunday.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is.
Sunny. It's the only day we've had a sun emoji next to it.
Wow.
Sunday, 14 degrees.
Ooh, that's warm. 14 degrees, that's T-shirt weather for you.
Is it, folk?
It is.
I'll be wrapping myself up in intestines from the white pudding.
Oof, blimey.
Well, like I said, it's never not sunny. So a few Beveraginos on the train will get off Liverpool in all its glory.
Breathe it in, boys.
When you go down the steps of Lime Street and you see everything and the sun glaring down on you, you just think, today's going to be a good day. You walk
around... Is this a Beatles song? Mm-hmm. Feels like one.
Yeah, the steps of Lime Street. I think it was on Revolver. Yeah.
And then what you do is, there's another great Irish bar there.
Is it on Penny Lane by any chance?
I can't remember.
Mm. Abbey Road?
It could well be.
London. Anyway, go on.
Good point. What you go in there, and usually the horses are on, but they're not this year, so that's all right.
Yeah, but the game's on.
But what game?
Liverpool United.
Oh yes, of course. And what I'll be doing is they'll have the live music on,
yeah.
And I'll be bouncing around, getting off me tits. And then McCooley's will come into action, and then a bit of Wetherspoons as well in that little square bit.
No, don't. Are you off your fucking head?
No.
On St. Patrick's Day, you go into a Wetherspoons.
It's a great Spoons.
Yeah, but.
On St. Patrick's Day.
It's my favourite serial killer, isn't it?
I have great memories of that Spoons. They've got a disco floor. And I just remember myself jibing on there when I was in my younger days.
Where was we?
Are you staying over in Liverpool then?
Perhaps.
What?
Well, you see, what happens is... we've done this before when we planned on it, and then we get like a train at like... 3 a.m. Well, I have, because I was pissed and I ended up with a homeless guy and he helped
sexually.
Me get the station.
You shacked a homeless guy?
No, he showed me the way. He was lovely.
He showed you the way? I bet he did.
I bet he
never been right since,
not
have
just
you?
Joe's been up in some intestines
fucking
on a Patrick's
he
Day,
showed
is it?
Me the way.
Blimey.
What do you mean he showed you the way?
Oh, well, I was sat with him and I was a bit cold. This is really weird remembering it, actually. And he was just really nice. He started talking about family and that. And then I said I was lost, so he led me to the station.
You were saying before how, for you, it's not, St. Patrick's Day isn't just a day.
No.
It's a week.
It's an experience.
So we're just for full transparency now, we're recording this on Wednesday, the 13th of March.
Yeah.
You said you had a big night last night.
Right, so here's the crack. So
on a
Sunday.
On a Tuesday.
Sunday, and we need to have an argument with this, because it's not just a working Tuesday I had a big night. But let me get back to that. So I've worked 6 days on the trot, including helping you out on Tuesday. So it could be a seventh day, you know. Go and watch that. It's Trevor Paddock. Me and you did a video.
35 minutes work, by
the way. Yeah, yeah. So I said include a little bit. So
if anyone who's here who works for the NHS or works down a mine or...
What's my day
off? Any sort of manual labour job.
Yeah, but imagine you worked down a mine and they went, oh, do you mind just popping in for an hour?
What was your day on going and eating some snacks in London with your mate?
You want to see what we did. I ate at 12 different restaurants on Monday. That's not a fucking day away.
That's a fucking feat, is it?
That's a torture.
To be fair, I
couldn't walk.
Yeah, I would rather work for the NHS on a 15-hour night shift than do that.
Shut up! Right. So I've been working grafting. Sunday is normally the Manchester parade, but I was working on air from 10 till 2. Then it was Mother's Day. Then it was City Liverpool. So I didn't get to experience the St. Patrick's Day parade. Monday, I'm in London. Oh,
big smoke.
Yeah, but I like to do a Guinness a day on St. Patrick's Day week.
To keep what, you're living into your 60s away?
Yeah. And this is the first year I've actually done it, because last year it was lager a day, because I didn't really like Guinness then, did I? So it was only a lager. So
what a year for you. Honestly, this is... Sorry, keep going.
So Monday, I was in London.
Yeah. To be fair, that is a slog of a day. Nice. It was
a crazy day. Yeah. And then Tuesday, I helped you out. But then my mate Andy said, should we go and see what's happening in some little spots around town, you know, for St. Patrick's Day? So I said, yeah.
So what are these little spots? Talk me through it.
In St. Anne's Square in Manchester, there is a little tent where they've got live music and food on, including a place has brought over the Spice Bag, which is an interesting proposal in Manchester. But have you ever heard of the Spice Bag?
I've smelt it when walking through Piccadilly Gardens.
No. Spice Bag's different. It's essentially salt and pepper chips and chicken. But in Ireland, they put it in a bag. Yeah.
What? So the same thing that we get in a carton, they get it in a bag.
I know, but it's great
in
a bag.
That's fucking mental.
Because you hold it, you can shake it.
Oh, wow.
Shake it with curry sauce. Oh. Anyway, so we had that. Brilliant. And then we just got on the beers. Mulligan's, £6.90 a pint. Are you fucking mad?
£6.90?
Yeah, for a pint of Guinness in Mulligan's. It's a great pint of Guinness, Ethan.
Oh, yes. I've heard rumours that Mulligan's is the best pint of Guinness outside of Ireland.
Well, that's what a couple of people think.
That's what they say.
And it is delicious. I walked into Mulligan's at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. You would have thought it was Friday night. It was heaving. People take Cheltenham off, do they, Ethan?
My mates do.
It's like the World Cup for the horse lovers. So we went around Levenjoom. And then we were pretty good. About 9 o'clock, we decided to call it a day after 8 pints of Guinness.
Wow, is that it?
Yeah. So that you don't like me drinking on a Tuesday, do you?
I don't mind you drinking on a Tuesday.
You told me off.
I think it's funny.
Off air, you told me off. You said you shouldn't be drinking on a Tuesday.
No, I do think
it's my
funny.
Day off, Ethan.
Ah, but it's your day off. It is your day off.
It is my day off. So I thought, I'm regretting it now. Actually, I'm all right today.
Yeah.
Got to go again tonight, though.
What's tonight?
Well, I do a quiz on a Wednesday night.
Hang on a sec. We got sent a picture of a quiz. It says there's an A board outside of a pub. Mm. I need to ask you about this.
What?
There's an A board outside of a pub, and it says the big quiz or something like that with Joe McGrath from the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Yeah.
Right. So is this the quiz you're talking about?
I've got.
Then it says Thursday nights.
Yeah, I've got another one.
So you're...
No, let me tell you.
So you're just... Because I've always thought it was a Wednesday night.
Sometimes you say,
oh, I've got to leave now because I've got to have my pre-quiz nap. But is it Thursday all along?
Wednesday at the Red Lion in Withington, right?
Yeah.
I do it for JW Lee's, which is a big brewery. JW give us a bell on the blower. We're opening a new bar in town. It used to be called... Do you know where St. Peter's Square is, where the town hall is? It used to be called Juicy or something like that.
Right.
Now that it's called the Founders Hall, they said, we want you to do the quiz there. I went, I'm not doing two quizzes in a week. That's fucking...
That's impossible.
I'd rather...
Even, the greats didn't do that.
Yeah. Then they went, how
even
about...
Bruce Forsyth couldn't do that.
Then they went, in his how about every other week?
Yeah.
And here's what we'll pay you.
So
and
wait a sec.
Deal!
No offence, but I know for a fact that they film 6 episodes of Pointless a day.
Right.
Right? You couldn't film... You couldn't do 2 pub quizzes in a week. Why not?
Couldn't be asked.
Cool.
Couldn't be asked.
Yeah.
But it's all right because it's every other week.
Yeah.
Because you're out and, you know, Thursday nights could be like a date night or something like that. Yeah. So it was always a little something in the diary for me and Becky. So I went, listen, I'm going to do this now. We'll do something on Tuesdays or Mondays until they open another bar and I have to do 3 quizzes a week. But there is a new quiz in town Thursdays. Every other week. So it depends when you're watching this. It might be this week or it might be the other week.
Well, you can tell them, is there one happening the 2 days after this comes out, which is next Thursday?
I never fucking look.
Thursday, it's going to be like the 22nd or something.
Well, you should know, because you would have wrote it, wouldn't have you?
Yeah.
I just get reminded by the boards.
No, do you get them from Google?
Where do you get your quizzes from, big boy?
Where do I get my quizzes from? I make my quizzes up.
do you? When you say you make them up, the answers are correct, aren't they?
The answers are correct.
You said there's
correct.
Been a few tribunals, a few inquiries at these quizzes.
Yeah, I just tell people to sit down.
Sit down! Sit down! Paul Gascoigne was great. The Prime Minister during the Second World War. Sit down!
But there is some... Right, if anyone comes to the quiz, no one actually comes that watches the pod. People do come. It's the busiest quiz in Manchester, 100%.
Right.
300 people there the other day. Are you mad?
How do you know?
Because the capacity, we couldn't let any more people in. The pub was full. There was a queue for a quiz. Are you crazy? Sometimes, do you know Family Fortunes, where I do like a, what's the, think of a colour?
Our survey says.
150 people. Right. Sometimes, if I think of one on the spot, I just make it up.
Yeah.
And I just think, well, what is the most popular answer in my own head?
Blue.
Yeah. So the 14th of April has already gone. Oh, cool. Shit, no.
Probably not worth mentioning that one, then.
14th of March is already gone. The 28th of March is the next one.
Okay.
In town.
So who's doing the quiz every other Thursday?
No one.
There just isn't one?
Just isn't one. Unless you want to do it.
I'm all right.
I'll sort you a bit of...
How much? Go on, whisper.
For you?
No, for you. For me, yeah, I'm getting the same as you.
No, you're not getting the same as me. I'll take a little bit off the top.
How are you skipping a little?
Because I'll send you the quiz. That's my admin fee.
Well, so you're writing the quiz for me. All I have to do is present it.
Yeah.
How much am I getting back end? How much are you sneaking?
Can't tell you.
100.
What? I can't tell you. It's a good quiz though.
It's good. Man.
It's a good quiz. It's a lovely bar, by the way. Founders Hall. I'm going to be DJing for the roast dinners at one point as well. Every other Sunday. I'm so fucking confused. Every other Sunday. Every other Sunday, if you're having a roast dinner in town, Founders Hall's the place to be. I'll be DJing every other Sunday.
Oh, fuck
so it depends. It depends what Sunday you're watching this, but every other Sunday.
Yeah. If it's not this Sunday, it'll be next.
It'll
Sunday,
be next
it?
Sunday. And if you're catching up, just Google it.
So let me ask you straight. Are you? Is there ever a week where you do Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday?
Oh, is there? Fuck.
So you do Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah, Wednesday, yeah. Sunday, Wednesday, yeah, yeah, Thursday. Yeah,
yeah. So this pub pay me. They're my biggest employers.
I'm not surprised.
Over the BBC.
Yeah. You're their biggest employee. You were probably getting just as much as the CEO.
No.
They're on big money. Are they?
Sometimes I go in the back and I see how much they've made.
Thousands.
Oh, fucking hell.
Thousands a day?
A week?
Oh, what, 50 grand a week?
I'll tell you off air. All together, as JW's profit. Wow.
You're looking at their. You're looking at their full numbers.
No, because what they do
their batch
is
reports.
They send an all staff email going, well, you know, really good work this week. We've made, you know, this is the turnover.
Yeah. And then there's like all the negatives. So like the beer cost, then the biggest one is Joe McGrath's cost, isn't it?
Yeah.
200 grand a year going to you.
Nah, not a year. Not
That's
a
incredible
year.
Though, that. Yeah. Well done.
So if you fancy it on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Every other Thursday.
Yeah. Or if it's not a Thursday, you know, they're on
Thursday,
the bloody Sunday.
On the bloody Sunday.
So if you go in on a Sunday, he's not there, he'll be there on the Thursday.
Yeah.
And if you go in on the Thursday and he's not there, he'll be there on the Sunday.
No, right. It's time for this fucking class feature. Oh, no, I pressed the wrong one. Press the top three. Sorry. I pressed the top three feature. It's not the top three time.
Press the new one.
It's time for...
Top three.
Oh! Why is that playing? What's going on? Why is that playing?
Get it right, come on.
Why is Hot Stuff by Donna Summer's playing?
It's a beautiful tune.
Crazy that. I'm very sorry.
That's what you put on when you get ready in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, all the time. Now it's time for...
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
Right, Ethan. What we got?
Oh, yes. Well, hello, everyone. It's that feature again, My Film Club. And I must say, I do hate this feature.
What do you mean you hate
what
it?
What are you talking about?
You have
about?
1 week to prepare it. It's not hard. All you have to do is talk about a film you've seen at some point in your life and give a score at the end of it.
Well...
How many Flaming Hot Ethans does it get out of 5? That's it.
I think I've ran out of films
now.
No,
we've done it twice. We've done it twice, and one of them wasn't even a film. It was a TV show.
Yes, well...
You're on your last legs here, Ethan.
Well, I must say, there's two things that I've seen this week that I can talk about, actually.
Perfect.
The first one would be the first half of Arsenal Porto.
No. Oh, fuck off.
No.
It's not a film. It's not a film.
Just the last 9 minutes doesn't mean it's a film.
Film review, Ethan.
How have we already got to this? Have you ever seen the film Toy Story?
I must say that penalty shootout.
No, not talking about penalty shootout.
Ethan thought
the penalty shootout was post-credit extra scene.
Yeah, like the Easter eggs at the end.
Yeah.
And the other thing I've been watching.
Okay, here we go. Chance to redeem yourself.
I've started re-watching.
Right.
It's a Sin.
Also,
you've started re-watching the TV show about AIDS in Manchester in the 80s.
Yes. It's very sad.
Talk us through that then.
Well,
talk us through that. Because I think if anyone on, you know, in the podcasting world can sort of deftly and carefully take us through this show and this topic, I think you're the guy to do it. And you fucked yourself here. Go on, talk us through it and be very, very careful. Depending on, also at home, depending on how long the next few sentences are by Ethan, we'll tell you how much we've had to cut out here.
Why, Ethan, James,
talk us through It's a Sin, its impact on you and its sort of reflection of the culture at the time.
Oh, well, it all happened back in the 80s and nobody knew what was going on. A mysterious illness swept the nation, but it only targeted one group of people, the gay community.
Hold on, I've got to... No, it cut to me straight away. I've got to ask, didn't Jenny have AIDS in Forrest Gump? We've already brought it up. How did...
It's... Think of probability. The more people you're with...
Right.
Oh, right. Move on.
That's the end of Ethan's film club, ladies and gentlemen. Well done, Ethan.
Why are you re-watching it?
I just think it's a brilliant piece of telly.
And also, you're a big fan of the...
The writer.
The writer, aren't you?
Yeah. I love Russell T. Davis. Honestly, no seriousness, it's a lovely show. It's very insightful.
Yeah.
It's
one of those shows as well that if you're from Manchester, I think it's set in London actually, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
But because it's filmed in Manchester, you'll notice it's literally like three streets away.
Yeah.
Was it Piccadilly Records or whatever it's called? They're just walking past the same thing over and over and over again. Because... when you live near there, you know it.
And
so it's nice to watch just for that reason. But it is a brilliant show.
The other thing I finished was that One Day on Netflix, the trending show. And
what's the plot to One Day?
Well, I've already kind of said it last time. So two best friends who like each other but don't get each other. Their lives go in very different directions. Eventually, they do get together, and then the ending is. Quite startling.
Go on then, tell us.
Well,
don't spoil it.
It's fine.
Don't spoil it. I don't want to watch it.
But all I can say was that I just needed to recover. And honestly, I've never been so sad. It felt like you were watching someone's life all the way through and you got to know them a little bit. And then it's just,
they die at the end.
Don't ruin it. He
sort of said it, hasn't he?
Right.
Do they die at the end?
Everyone dies, doesn't he?
Does the main character die at the end?
Well, the boy. Does he kill himself? Does he love drugs? Because I've seen a bit in Gogglebox where he has drugs.
Well, does tragic necessarily mean death?
No.
It ends with tragic circumstances.
So he doesn't die then?
He doesn't die. But me and Joe put a lot of work into Sloppy Joe's, right? And I know you do as well, Ethan, but you've got a brand new feature. It's 3 weeks in.
Yeah. Mm.
It's 2.0.
So, and the things you've filmed so far, that you've reviewed so far today, is the end of a show you started reviewing last week.
Yeah.
A football match.
Yes.
And you've just started, but not finished, rewatching a show that came out about 10 years ago that isn't a film.
Ooh, yeah, but nonetheless, really interesting shows if you want to... Yeah. Give them much, and also, how dare you actually? Because I brought up a really important issue, and if you think AIDS isn't important, that's up to you.
I see what he's doing here.
You turned it on us, which is unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. So, how many flaming hot rotating Ethan heads would you give It's a Sin out of 5?
It's a Sin. Already seen it.
Yep. That's crucial for a review, isn't it? You can't review something you haven't seen.
Oh, yes.
Honestly.
Well, I can't review it now because I've already seen it. So, you know, I'd have to guess what I thought of it before I'd seen it and review it based on that.
Well, that's going to get 4.5.
4.5 Flaming Ethan heads out of 5, rotating into space.
What? Can this not change for next week, Ethan? Can you not get sit down and watch a film?
Watch a film.
And I'll give 1 day 5.
Okay. Out of 5?
Oh, yes.
Better than It's a Sin?
I just felt the journey I went on.
Yeah, there's no journey in It's a Sin. It was all pretty flat. Nothing happened.
It was quicker.
And also, how many flaming hot Ethan heads spinning, rotating into space would you give Arsenal versus Porto?
Oh, well, since I only seen the first half and the penalties, there was no commentary in the pub. Which does obviously affect the...
What happened to the second half?
It does affect, because we were watching it in IMAX.
How did you skip the second half?
Oh, I went to a Turkish restaurant.
This is mental.
And then some lamb chops.
Last night?
Yes, and some lamb chops in Warrington.
Who are you with in Warrington? Who are you with in Warrington?
I was with all my friends. My friend Matt got a house for... He was the first one of us to buy a house.
And you had lamb chops to celebrate?
And rice and salad.
Also, someone pointed out in the comments that you brought your friend dinner the other day, didn't you?
Yes.
But someone said, is this the same Ethan that made Manisha go halves on a Jamaican restaurant that also he had £20 off for for a very special occasion of hers? Do you want to reply to that comment?
I don't remember that.
I remember it like it was
yesterday. You went to Mama Soul.
I'm sure it was like a...
They gave you 20 quid off.
Yeah. Was it a birthday?
And you still made Manisha pay half on her birthday.
It rings a bell. I can't quite pinpoint it.
It does ring a bell, doesn't it?
I can't pinpoint it.
Because it happened.
If you did something like that, would you want to address the comment?
She insists.
She insists. You said your mate insisted as well of paying half.
He did. He then sent me a few quid as well.
Yeah, bollocks.
He did.
Put your bank details on here and...
Yeah, just put your bank details at the bottom of the screen and our viewers at home, you're allowed to spend 15 quid between you, the lot of you.
Yeah.
So 5,000 or whatever, 10,000 divided by whatever,
your wish
into 15 quid. And then make sure no one goes over that. But we'll put Ethan's card details on the screen.
Before we move on, we went to the cinema.
Yeah, we did.
But differently, separately. June 2.
That's the one.
You went to a lovely cinema called the Savoy.
I went to the Savoy. Named after a cabbage.
Classic Joe.
Classic Joe?
The Savoy.
Where did you watch it? In a puddle with a bloke who's got no shoes on. What do you mean? Like you're some... I've never been to the Savoy before. I didn't know what it's like. I've never been.
Did you enjoy it?
Loved it.
It was nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely little theatre. One screen. Old kind of sort of art deco looking place.
Do they have people still in suits there?
Yeah, and there's someone, a little bit, sort of like porter style.
Did they do like popcorn and that?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, they do popcorn, they do flat whites, beers.
It reminds me of when I went to America and I bought chicken fingers in the cinema once.
That's so America, isn't it?
And I bought, you never guess what, so it came in a case, right? Chicken fingers, one
bit. Like a little briefcase, like, you put it on the table. Yeah,
don't forget the code. It's fuming.
I
had like a little bit of, had a big bit of mustard mayo, which I went for as the dessert. Not the dessert, the sauce.
The dip.
And anyway, as I've sat down, the two little compartments were easily lifted, so you can take them out of this like
a mullet corner.
Yeah. As I sat down, my knees fucking kneed the honey mustard up in the air, and it's landed in the guy's hood. If you can imagine the seat. Imagine your seat. Imagine a guy's put his coat
the seat
over
in front
it.
Of you.
Yeah, and I just thought, fuck it.
Were you dipping into his hood, getting the mustard out?
My dad lost his mind. He didn't know what to do. I said, I don't know what to do. It's like crisis management for the whole of Star Wars. And at the end, we just went, right, because we still didn't get it out. We said, we've got to just fucking... We've got it. We just...
Because you know, with that hood, if he does a Sith impression... You're fucked. You're getting your head kicked in. The Force will awaken your arsehole, won't it, basically?
So as soon as we saw the credits, we darted. God knows if he must have been so confused.
And he mustard all over his head. Yeah. Next time it rains. That's unfair, isn't it? So you watched Dune 2.
Loved it.
Did you love it?
Yeah. Brilliant.
It is actually brilliant, isn't it?
It's very good. Yeah. This isn't spoilers, but they get about of worms, don't they?
Yeah.
This looks scary.
Yeah, it does look proper scary.
Looks scary.
Like the whole film, I was
everyone was going on about it. The second one had come out before I'd even seen the first one. I was never that bothered about the first one.
Yeah.
Then the second one comes out and everyone's going on about it. So I thought, let's give this a go. Let's see.
Yeah.
And I watched the first one. And it's one of those films where if you go through the storyline, it's obviously interesting. It's a good storyline. But do you know sometimes when you're just watching a film, you just... absolutely in it, and you don't really know why. What the difference is between a film where it gets you and where it doesn't. It really sort of got me in there.
It really did.
And then the second one was the same. Like I keep thinking about it all the time afterwards. And it's like a good storyline. It's impressive and it's all well put together. But some films, I don't know how they do it, how the director, whatever, the cinematographer, it just gets right in my brain.
Can you watch Dune for us, Ethan, and review it? Dune 1. It's on Netflix.
What's it about? Sand.
Yeah.
It's about sand.
Yeah.
Ah, I hate sand. Honestly, I hate it.
Well,
there's nothing worse than getting sand in between your toes.
Yeah,
like, it ruins your day.
I'll be honest, the Fremen have definitely got sand between their toes, haven't they?
Yeah.
They live in a sort of a liquidless sand
world. Yeah,
they do.
What do you think about... because every little bit of liquid's important to them, isn't it?
Yeah.
This isn't a spoiler, but...
masturbation.
There's some shagging going on, wasn't there? Mm. Do you think they collected that as well?
Oh yeah,
you'd have to, wouldn't you? Maybe if it's a sort of spread on a fish finger sandwich.
What, instead of tartar sauce?
Yeah.
Speaking of food.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
What I've done with the definitely, is if you listen to it in a car or your headphones, it should bounce from left to right.
Oh,
I was listening to it
stereo
on the drive here. I forgot even I did that. And fucking, I only crashed the car.
Did you think
definitely. Fuck me. Right, it's 9 out of 10 club time, where we bring something that we think is so wonderful.
Best of the best.
The best of the best. Now, with it being St. Patrick's Day, I thought I'd bring in something Irish. Now, I did think of this last minute, so when I typed in Irish... /Ireland on Deliveroo, there wasn't much. So,
but why did you think of it last minute?
We always think of it last minute. We always, every single time we do.
No, I come up with mine.
You're panicking.
You've not seen my notepad.
So please welcome from the Gay Village Fish and Chip Shop, a man with Irish curry sauce and some chips. It's Dom, everybody!
Wait, here he is.
Take a seat. Ooh, lovely. Lovely. All right, great to see you, sir. How are we today?
I'm very good today.
Yeah, great. It's a big bag, isn't it?
This is a big boy from the big village.
Yes.
So this is the village fish and chips.
Very good. One of the best in Manchester. The best.
I was going to say, you work for them.
You work for them. You got to plug them.
How is this Irish, Joe?
Because it's called Irish curry sauce.
Have you ever...
Tom, tell them what Irish curry sauce is.
Well, Irish curry sauce originates in Ireland. And it's different from the English curry sauce and the Chinese curry sauce. And the Indian curry sauce, because it has a special ingredient in it.
Yeah,
which I think... we should find out together.
Yeah, go on then, get the curry sauce out. Right, so here I've got 3 pots of Irish curry sauce.
What are we doing, drinking it like soup?
We've bought chips. We're having it with chips.
Well, it's got some kind of like panty girdles on this, isn't it?
What the hell's happening here, Dom?
Well, I'm ripping it sensually because it's from the Gay Village.
Everyone gets chips. Fucking hell.
There you go.
Right, so...
a bag of chips each.
Bag of chips. Right then. Oh, take some of the delicious Irish curry sauce.
I don't know if I buy this, Joe.
It's Irish.
Google it. Let me look at it straight away. It looks and smells exactly like regular curry sauce.
Do you want to argue with Ireland?
What?
Exactly.
Who's Alan?
Ireland!
Oh.
Ireland.
So I think one of these is... Ethan, you want to come around and grab some?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there no fish? You didn't get one of our Irish...
fish?
What fish are from Ireland?
Place.
Yeah, you need to get an Irish place.
It's nice, isn't it? So in front of us, for the audio listeners, we've got a big portion of chips with some curry sauce.
Not that big a portion of chips.
It is actually, I've got a medium.
That's a medium?
Yeah.
Huh. So, Dom, do you own the Village Fish and Chip Shop, or do you work there? Or what? What is it? Because you've got a very familiar face.
Yeah. And what have you been down the village often?
Yeah, I've been there a few times, yeah, on nights out and stuff.
Yeah, well, I used to walk past the fish and chip shop on a night out when I used to go to, well, I don't really go on nights out, but the casino.
You go on days now,
and
though,
then
you?
I'd lose at the casino and then cry, go to the McDonald's across the road on Oxford Road. Oxford Street or Oxford Road?
Oxford Street.
Road.
And then go through the gay village to get to Piccadilly.
Right.
And go to the fish and chip shop there, and they were advertising free shares. It was a deal.
Free shares.
It was a deal.
Free share.
And over time,
this fish and chip shop's on the stock market.
Yeah, the London Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
So
then you bought some.
I won some shares on a drag queen gave them out as like raffle vouchers. And after a while, I just accumulated them. And
funny you should say that, was because there is a drag queen called Bag of Chips, isn't there?
Yeah.
Presumably, that's who gave the shares out.
Yeah.
Ethan.
Oh, well, the one thing I'm struggling with, Joe, that I'm grappling with, and I'm trying to be fair.
You can get it.
I just can't tell the difference.
There's no
between
fucking difference whatsoever,
the chip shop normal curry sauce.
Well, if you had a palate, you'd understand that we actually place some of the potatoes in the sauce and grind them up, so it's more viscous, and that is why it's called an Irish curry sauce, because there's actually potatoes in the sauce.
Explain yourself, Joe.
What do you mean, explain myself?
What's Irish about this?
The curry sauce?
It's not.
Are you off your fucking head?
You could have brought
it's
in an
Irish curry sauce.
You could have brought in an Irish breakfast.
Yeah, you but I didn't want to. I didn't want to.
Why?
I didn't want to.
Everyone's had an Irish.
Everyone's had an Irish. You just fucking just imagine how good it is. That's 9 out of 10. Doesn't need to go in.
Right.
This is stunning. You're eating enough of it. Anyway, have you had a good week, Dom?
Not really. No, I've been to the doctors.
Oh. What's happened?
Well, I've had an aching pain in my left. Well, actually, no. That was a lie. My right testicle.
Cool.
For a week.
A week? Why did you get your left and your right mixed up?
Because they were feeling my left testicle for quite a while this morning. So I thought, you know, it's my left testicle. But actually, it was my right testicle that's
Who was feeling it?
A little woman. A new doctor at my GP surgery.
Oh, wow. Good first.
But then she brought in another. Actually, yeah, this is strange. She brought in the consultant man because I needed a chaperone, apparently. Now, I've had my genitals looked at before at the doctor's, but I never felt embarrassed about before, apart from today. Because they brought in another doctor, and he's seen me before at the doctor's, but he came in the room, and he, again, it sounds like I'm making it up, but he winked at me.
Fuck off!
Seriously.
No, he didn't.
I am not lying. She went away to get a consultant doctor. She said if he wasn't available, I'd have to wait outside. But then she came back, then he came through and recognised me from before, and went like this.
And then what happened?
I had to get my trousers down, and they were examining my penis and testicles.
What happened before? Like, you said you've done it twice.
Oh, a long story, the doctors. I've had a kidney transplant. I have a strange neck.
Well, how strange is your neck?
Well, I have fused vertebrae. I don't know, one or two. And because it's not so apparent on me, it was apparent at school because I wore a tie and a thing, so people used to call me No Neck.
Did you used to have to wear your tie across your chin?
Well, it looked like that. And children can pick up on these things. But you know the man out of Married at First Sight, who they call No Neck Ed?
No.
Well,
oh, yeah.
He's got it, but he's got it really bad. So he looks like this. And my friend used to say, because I don't have it that bad, I'm like the king of these people.
What is the illness called?
It's called clipophile syndrome.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
You're a clipophile?
I'm a clipophile.
Don't want to get them too wrong.
So this doctor, did it feel a bit seedy then? Sounds like he was being...
I just felt nervous. And then I was thinking, when they pulled the curtain around me, I was kind of fiddling with myself a little bit because I didn't want the doctors to think I was less of a man.
What, you windmilled? You got a semi on for the doctor?
No, I didn't get a semi, but it was cold. How are the chips?
They're really nice.
They really are nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm all right for now.
You tuck yourself a little bit, just get it bigger.
I didn't tuck myself, but I moved the shaft around to get blood to it.
Fucking hell.
Everyone's done this, haven't they?
Yeah, sure. I can't put this in good conscience in the 9 out of 10 club.
Right.
It's just chips and curry sauce, which, first of all, isn't 9 out of 10.
I mean, I own the shop, but I don't think it's 9 out of 10.
It's a bit sweet, this one, isn't it?
You're shit, aren't you? It's a 5 out of 10, this. The chips are fine. The curry sauce is just regular. You need a bit of fish. You need some...
Irish curry sauce, though, is stunning from Dublin. It is. You need to try harder. You need to try harder. Fuck off. This is not from Dublin.
It is. We import it.
Where from?
Dublin.
We've done you that.
It's over.
Well,
me.
I must say...
Can't drive.
I must say, it's... curry sauce and chips is nice. It's a nice... would you say the word condiment, Joe?
Sauce.
It's a nice sauce to go with your chips. It's one of the big boys up there with the gravy and the ketchup of this world.
And
mayo's great.
It's good, but it's not. There's no excitement there.
No, there's not.
The chips are shit.
No, don't fucking say that.
Sorry. But they're not,
you can't
they're
say
not,
the chips are shit.
They're not that good. They're hard.
Where's a better chippy in the vicinity? Better than our chips.
I like quite
name
like
it. Name the shop.
That Atlantic Fish Bar.
Where's that?
Fallowfield.
Fallowfield? That's fucking ages away.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You said name it closer and you went Fallowfield.
Where's I could walk chippy? 5 minutes up the road and get this Irish curry sauce.
Where is this chippy story, Dom?
The Gay Village.
Oh, well, what about that one in your gardens? That posh one now?
That's shit.
Oh, sorry.
Right, it's not gone in, I'm afraid, Joe.
That's unfortunate.
I'm sorry, Dom.
We move on, though. Well, we still stay in the realm of food.
Do you want to get the... Stop playing the jingles already. Only 2 weeks in. Thanks. I'm sorry, Dom. I always feel bad when we've got people
from the business is failing, I've got to admit. We've got to do something about it.
You think it's the chips
it.
And curry sauce that are letting you down?
That's everything. It's probably my face as well.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
Oh, right, the top three is where we pick a little theme each week and we decide what our top three ... is. Now, the top three this week is takeaway.
Ooh, it's a big
it's
one.
It's a big boy. It's going to be interesting how we sort of divide up, you know, what is a takeaway.
Yeah.
But... let's just go with it. Ethan's going to start. Or do you want to start?
I think for me, in terms of takeaway, here's how I would... because now the lines have been blurred between what is a traditional restaurant available on delivery or whatever and what is a takeaway. I think for it to be a takeaway, you have to be able to get it on Just Eat or you have to be able to phone them up and order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now you can get any restaurant on delivery pretty much,
yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah.
But it has to be somewhere you can either phone up or that is designed as a fast food place where there's no like seats, you have to take it out. That has to be the stipulation.
Yeah, and there's going to be a difference between actual like countries of cuisines, like Chinese and Indian, stuff like that, and actual just food types, so like fish and chips, pizzas, kebabs.
Right.
The lines blur a little bit.
The lines blur, but we all know what we're talking about here, don't
we? Yeah. Ethan, let's go first.
Top three takeaways for me. Coming in at number three is going to be the good old like Turkish grill kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
They're doing well for themselves. Like what's number two?
Number two for me is going to be the Chinese.
Nice.
The Chinese.
The Chinese. Oh, yes. The Chinese. It's one of them. It's delicious. Oh. And what's number one?
On the best takeaway, without a shadow of a doubt, is the Indian.
Oh, he's good.
You know what? It's a good list.
It's a good list.
It's a good list, that. It is very good. Joe, I need you to come in with something big after that. Top three takeaways, what are you saying?
In at number three, I'm toying a little bit, but I've decided I'm going to go with the Caribbean. Caribbean takeaway.
Where do you get that
from? I love
getting
jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken
goat. Curried goat. Getting that as a takeaway is unbelievable. Oh, and at number two is the Indian. But I'm sorry. The Chinese reigns supreme.
No
in
way!
At number one. It is the best. I love an Indian, but I feel like an Indian, you go in, you sit down, you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chinese restaurant's not that great, but getting it delivered to your house is perfect. That's what I'm going for. That's my top three.
Okay. Shall I go next?
Yeah.
Top three takeaways. Number three, it's fish and chips.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
fish,
good
chips,
shout.
Peas,
good shout.
Curry sauce, loads of salt and vinegar. Maybe a bit of tartar sauce, bread roll, cup of tea, all of that stuff. Get it smacked.
Yeah, I like that.
Number two, the second best, I think, is your Turkish grill.
Oh, really?
Really?
Your kebab, your shawarma, anything on a skewer, nicely spiced, maybe some lamb chops, maybe a sort of a chicken kind of, I don't even know what you'd call it, a chicken tikka, chicken grill, loads of salad, loads of onions. Love all that. And number one has to be Indian.
Okay, it's nice.
Curry.
It's nearly a clean sweet.
Imagine, here's the big five. The mango chutney, the red one, the lime pickle, the white one, and of course, famously, the onions.
The onions.
Indian is the best takeaway ban, absolutely. I'm surprised you got Chinese in yours.
It's fucking great.
I can't imagine it.
What, Chinese?
Yeah. What do you think, John?
Can't imagine Chinese.
What's your top three takeaways?
I'm going to be a shithead because I've been ordering strange things for the past kind of year. So the third one, Japanese. Takoyaki balls in like one a container like this, they become like weird, and I'm a big fan of hospital food, so genuinely.
Is that going to be number two on the list?
You can't get that.
I wish I could get that to take away.
Imagine Deliveroo drivers rocking up to Stepping Hill. That'd be crazy.
I really would.
All of them queued up in reception.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay.
Japanese takoyaki and katsu curry, but takoyaki balls.
Could be making this
up. Great. No, I'm not actually. Burritos.
Oh, Mexican.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you feel sad and you think, oh, what can I order for like a pillow for my stomach? A burrito.
Yes.
Very good.
Number one, the best takeaway you can get.
Crazy.
Indian.
Oh. It just is, isn't it? It just is.
Where's the Chinese kicking about?
I've had it too much. Everyone's had Chinese food too much.
Sixth or seventh for me.
You went second for you?
Sixth or seventh?
Yeah.
Bollocks.
No, definitely.
Chinese is the best.
Sushi's
best
above it. Away. Burritos are above it. Indian, obviously.
Indian is not a better takeaway than Chinese.
It is.
It's better to sit in and eat.
You might as well just eat a vat of sugar for Chinese food.
Oh my God, the mysterious. Oh, ghost is back. Right, that's everything.
Play the jingle.
Okay, play the jingle out. Ladies and gentlemen, another, you might agree or disagree with us. Where's my Chinese fans? Let us know. Oh, that's the wrong jingle.
Are they not named in your thing?
Yeah, no, sometimes I do have to guess.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Right, thank you very much to Dom from the Village Fish and Chip Shop for coming down. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, everyone, for watching at home. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. Let's get to 8,000 subscribers. I think we've probably passed it already, if you're honest. Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
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 Have you had a great St. Patrick's Day?
Wave, Ethan.
Oh, shit. Ah, see you later. Bye.